You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've got a pregnancy story for you. Now, I remember all the planning that you and Nicole did, Jer, when you were thinking about having children. You wanted to make sure that the names were right, that the initials wouldn't spell out anything that kids could make fun of.
We wanted summer babies. We tried to plan that we could have summer birthday parties.
Which we
nailed one of them. Reed's in July, but then little Lila had to be a preemie, so she threw everything off.
Now, do you think that
she
was the
been
universe?
A summer baby.
Do you think that was the universe maybe saying, screw you guys?
Maybe
you
a little bit. Sure.
Quit trying to manipulate everything. That might
universe,
have been the universe
is a saucy SOB, isn't it?
Yes, can be. And I think the universe might have said, you know what? We're tired of you trying to just control everything. We're going to give you a spring baby
April instead. Yeah.
There's a new trend going around, especially with millennials, that they would plan the pregnancy now around the baby's ideal zodiac sign.
Oh.
My question is, what's an ideal zodiac sign? I don't know. I don't follow that stuff.
What's the sweet spot?
They went and asked them, and they said the most popular signs to pick are Scorpio, Aquarius, and Taurus. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why.
I think I'm looking at this online. I think the Leo would be the best, and it's actually because I pulled up a little thing and they've like created all the signs like kind of cartoony and kid-like. Mm-hmm. And then you can decorate the bedroom and like little cartoon lions and fun little lion themes and
cute.
Uh-huh. You don't want scorpions all over the kids' bedroom.
Scorpions, the water sign, and Taurus, the bull.
I guess the bull it could be kind of cute.
What about people like me, Virgo the Virgin?
Ooh.
You know, Virgos
How do you
have
decorate
their act
that
together.
Bedroom?
What?
How do you decorate that bedroom?
I've got some thoughts. What are you again?
Sag.
Sag, okay.
So I'm with like a bow and arrow or something, right? Is that the Sagittarius? Somebody shooting a bow and arrow? I don't know.
The poll also looked at which people are most likely to believe that astrology is like for real.
Like for reals?
If you're a Taurus, Gemini, or Aquarius, you're more likely to believe in it. The people who are the most skeptical and think it's nonsense are Leos, Capricorns, and Scorpios.
I don't follow any of that.
I'm throwing out a bunch of words, and I don't even know what they mean.
The same. I know people like are diehards about this kind of stuff,
yes.
But I'm like, meh.
And I'm not knocking it. I mean,
it's
don't misunderstand. I mean, if that's your jam, good for you. I'm not
whatever,
criticizing it. I'm just saying I don't understand it. So I'm just like, all right, do your thing. Live your life. And then I wanted to share this. I was just writing up a piece for the Mindbender Club mailer about my favorite rant of the week. And it is the co-founder of the old progressive rock band Pink Floyd, Roger Waters, who went off on Mark Zuckerberg. Mm. Apparently, the lawyers for Facebook tried to license the rights to one of the Pink Floyd songs to use basically, mostly to promote Instagram. And Roger Waters stepped up and he's got a several minutes long rant, not only saying F no and no effing way.
Wow.
He referred to the offer from Zuckerberg as, quote, an insidious movement to take over absolutely everything. I will not be a party to this bleep, Zuckerberg, who he also referred to in a few other ways, and closed by saying, how the bleep did he get any power in anything? And yet here he is, one of the most powerful idiots in the world.
Gosh, harsh, bruh.
Dang, don't get on Roger Waters' bad side. Man. But the thing is, I'm not sure I have to disagree with him about any of the stuff he said.
I know. Can't wait to shut it down. One of these days.
I don't know. Anyway, what else is trending?
Post Malone. He dropped $1.6 million on new porcelain veneers and diamond fangs in his mouth.
I saw the photo.
Get this, guys. $1.6 million on new teeth. The two diamonds in his mouth have a total carat weight of 12 carats.
God.
The story says the average engagement ring is a little over 1 carat, so Posty has about 12 engagement rings in his mouth right now.
That seems dangerous to me.
Literally $1 million smile on this guy right now.
Wouldn't you worry that somebody would chop your head off just to get take your teeth
out? Or they
out?
Would fight you and punch you in the mouth and then take your teeth.
Run off with your teeth?
Gosh. It's insane. Anyway, there's a picture of it on our Facebook of his mouth if you want to check that out. Get this. The Spice Girls, yes, all 5 of them, are getting ready to release a new single. They want to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Wannabe, that song. We don't have to play it.
You saw me looking stuff up, didn't you? Even Victoria Beckham, she's participating too?
Even Victoria Beckham, a.k.a. Posh Spice, is in on this. And on top of it, they've got a new track coming out called Feed Your Love, written by the same people that wrote Wannabe, so you know it's going to be a banger. It's been 14 years since they all teamed up and released new music. So this, the Wannabe 25 re-release is coming out July 9th. And then the new song I think I saw was July 23rd or something like that. But
yeah?
Yeah, they all got together.
Hey, Jeremy, listen to this.
I really want you to stop playing this. Oh, you know, it was a different time. It was a huge hit back then.
And listen, you're not fooling anybody.
Because
I know in high school you had that turned up to 10.
I had the hots for Posh Spice, I'm not going to lie.
All right.
And Ginger Spice. There is a massive Girl Scout cookie surplus right now. We got about an extra 15 million boxes of the Girl Scout cookies, and it's not because they're less popular than they used to be. A lot of the troops couldn't do in-person sales, of course, during the pandemic, so there's a lot left over. The story says the bakeries that make them are hanging on to about 12 million of the boxes, and 3 million need to be sold or donated in the next few months. Wonder if those expire sooner or something like that, so...
I just wondered if maybe there was some, maybe because America finally realized they're overrated.
They are.
As far as a cookie is concerned. No knock against the Girl Scouts. Bless your hearts.
But your cookies.
I would love for you to raise a lot of money, but...
A lot of hungry landfills out there.
You know, if I had to choose between a Girl Scout cookie and a Butter Braid, I'm going the BB all the way.
Butter Braid all day long, yeah.
Yeah.
Gooey, gooey Butter Braid.
So why can't the Girl Scouts start doing those?
I don't know, man. I don't know. They need to switch. Yeah, me too. Like
could
cup,
that be maybe one of the most unhealthy things on the planet, a Butter Braid?
A Butter Braid. Just the name of it sounds pretty.
I know. Let me.
We're going to get some butter, and we're going to braid it, and then we're going to bake it, and then we're going to eat it.
Let me look up nutritional value of Butter Braid.
While you're doing that, I just have 3 headlines. I don't have the stories. I just like the headlines today. Cicadas have been everywhere this spring, and now an Ohio restaurant is trying to put them on pizzas. Second story, a 76-year-old man in India who supposedly had the world's largest family has died. And I can't blame him. He had 39 wives, 89 children, and 36 grandchildren.
He was exhausted.
I would have rolled over as well. And then finally, Google searches for mullet have hit an all-time high last month.
How come?
We are doomed. I don't know, Dom. I don't know. I just like the headline. How about that guy with the world's largest family, though? 38 wives? What?
Almost 90 kids.
What? No, thank you. Did you find it?
So I found the nutritional information on Butter Braid, but all it will give you is just like per like one slice. But I'm sorry, nobody eats just one slice of it.
How many slices total, you think?
Depends
on the person.
I'm a little surprised that it's only 145 calories. But that's for 2 ounces.
2 ounces. That's like a little tiny slice.
One container is 1,600 calories, 49 grams of fat.
So that's the whole thing.
260. Yeah, but you eat
this
the whole
is America.
Thing, right?
That's one slice.
264 in the carbs.
264. Oh my God.
That's for all of it.
For all of it. Yeah.
And then supposedly it has 33 grams of protein. How is that? I'm checking the Bavarian cream one in case you were wondering.
It's full of protein. It's healthy.
Right.
I eat these after my workout.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's do clickbait. It's a good one.
Clickbait.
Make your way over to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Ladies, check this out. A couple of women have created the female urinal, which they claim is 6 times quicker than a traditional toilet. Oh. Amber and Hazel, they designed the Peakwall. So good. They said they spent many summers working at music festivals in the UK, and they basically had to choose between lunch and going to the bathroom because the lines were so dang long. Huh. So anyway, they did their master's project and surveyed a bunch of women and created the female urinal. This story says,
how's it work?
It's designed like a boat to minimize splash and also to have little place for your clothing in the front. I don't know what any of that means. But there's pictures of it on our Facebook, and you could read more about how it works. It's like a straddle or something. I don't know. I don't know how all that works. Anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.